public relations to tell your story, and no need to be a writer to do that, to tell your story. And this is what I'm explaining in this episode. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening, and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to episode 124 of the Nata PR School podcast. Public relations, how to tell your story. So I'll continue in this episode to explore our six-step model that we use really every day at the agency to create public relations and social media campaigns. Six step, and I'm talking about step number two. And if you don't already have a copy of this model, you can just get it right here by clicking on the link at the bottom of this episode. It's called the Nata PR model. Just click on the link and you'll be able to get it and to download this PDF, six step. And in the previous episode, 123, I talked about step one, which is the first questions you should ask yourself. Why would they be talking about you? They could be either a journalist or an influencer. So once you've identified why they would be talking about you, it could be very simple. If you want, you can really listen to this episode. Or if you don't want to, you don't have to. If you just want to know how to tell your story, you can stay here. So step two, once you know, is telling your story. And I want to really emphasize this. You don't need to be a writer to do this. If you run a company or you simply have a job, you're a marketing person or you're a one man or one woman army, as I'd like to say, you started your own company, you want to include some PR in your promotions. I'm sure you must certainly every day write emails. So telling your story, that's the secret of the day, telling your story should be just as easy as your regular emails, something you would send to a supplier or, you know, a potential client. It has to be that simple. And at the agency, I don't know if you've heard listened to some of the previous podcasts, but I often say that this program actually in the Nata PR School. I created it after, you know, receiving requests from smaller companies, but also it's kind of a combination of what I'm doing with my new employees. Because some of them, even if they have a university degree in public relations, all of them, they've never sent an email to a journalist or an influencer. They don't even know how to do it. So I really created this easy, small technique that they can use if they don't know where to start. So it's really like for beginners, how to write emails to an influencer or a journalist for beginners, but I still use it. So you can just use these four questions, and the last one is contact, which are what, why, when, where, and then you put your contact information. So you need five sentences. It's that easy. So what? Let's say brand Z is launching a new vitamin C serum. So that's the what. And why? Why are they launching this? Why Z is launching a new vitamin C serum? So the first point could be the vitamin C doesn't become oxidized in this one and retains all its properties that help reduce skin pigmentation. So that's why. And then you can have many points. One is enough, of course. You can have two, three, four. So I've put two just as an example. So what I put there is it's a completely new patent from Company Z, and they are the only ones in the world that have it. So this can be very interesting. So see, factual. Facts are easy. So when it will be launched on X day, where. It's going to be available on Z website and in reputable pharmacies or, you know, in stores or wherever. So where, and then contact. Please don't hesitate to get in touch with us if you have any questions. And you know what? It can be as simple as that. I have students who, even before finishing their press releases, started sending emails like that, and they were invited on TV interviews, radio interviews, newspaper interviews. I'm telling you, it's the simpler, the better. And getting journalists or influencers' attention is one thing, but getting them to actually read your email, that's another thing. Because let's say you have a great title. It could be simply like you have this company Z is launching a new vitamin C serum. This could be of interest, especially if you are targeting beauty journalists, for example. So they might click on it. So if once they click on it and they see this crazy long email with long paragraphs, full of sentences, maybe they will not even read it. It's you're asking them to do too much of an effort. So this is why you need to simplify, because once they open it, getting them to read it is another thing. It's, as I just mentioned, if it's too long, too deep, oh my God, it's going to be very, you're asking them too much. You're asking too much of them, so they might not even read it. So make sure you simplify as much as possible. And if you want to really like work with us on this technique, sign into the NataPR school. The link is at the bottom of this episode as well. We'll teach you really the basics on how to create simple press releases that sell. And although emails are essential, press releases are still the number one tool of the public relations. So sometimes you need more than just, because, well, you might send an email without the press release. And let's say they want to know more. They want to have more information. So sometimes, you know, the press release is your tool number two. Most of the time, though, we will send it with our simple press email that I just described. And if you want to see how we do it, just go in the notes. It's right there. And you can download the notes, I'm sure, or copy it. It's up to you, but it's there. It's super simple. And yes, some of our students at the NataPR School have used this method before even finishing their press release. And they managed to get interviews, really, on TV, newspaper, radio, magazines. If you've got what they're looking for, this is why it's so important. You should, you know, start with a small list. Start with 3, 4, 5 contact that you've done your researches a little bit. You know, they talk about beauty. They've talked about other serums before. So they are likely to read what you are sending them. Okay, I hear you. There's a little voice in your head telling you that it can't be that easy and that simple. Well, think again, because it is. It is, and the more simple, the better. Because by keeping your message really short and accurate, you'll increase the chances that your target audience will want to read what you've written, as simple as that. So you're making their job easier and giving them information, the basic information they need. If they can read the whole thing with one glance, you will get their attention, I promise. So if you want to learn more about our 6-step model, download it. It's just right there. And you can get in touch with me if you have any questions. I'll be more than happy to answer them. So I hope this little PR break was practical, because this is what I'm giving in this podcast. It's really like a tactic, a technique, very easy technique to write emails. And hopefully you've enjoyed it, and you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the NataPR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.